service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is taken from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on the light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as in the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. psalm for this evening is Psalm 96. It can be found on the insert. It's Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the holy earth.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Declare his glory among the nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols.
But it is the Lord who makes the heavens.
Oh, the majesty and magnificence of his presence.
Oh, the power and splendor of his sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name.
Bring offerings.
Worship the Lord in beauty of holiness.
Let the whole earth tremble before him.
Tell it out among the nations, the Lord is king.
He has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity.
Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it.
Let the fields be joyful and all that is therein.
Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy before the Lord when he comes.
When he comes to judge the earth.
He will judge the world with righteousness.
And the peoples with his truth.
The second reading is from the letter of Paul to Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went out to the towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house of the family of David. He went out to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in the bands of cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I bring you good news of great joy for all the people to you. This born this day in the city of David, our Savior, who is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be a sign for you that you will find a child wrapped in a band of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel of a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on the earth peace among those whom he favors. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, the last episode of Star Wars came out this week. For two generations and more, since 1977, we watched the first trilogy, and then we watched the prequel trilogy. And now we've watched the sequel trilogy. And the whole thing is about darkness and light. The whole thing is about these freedom fighters who have gifts, and one of those gifts is persistence, another gift is hope, another gift is trust in the good. And for more than two generations now, they have been fighting for the good. The darkness gathers, it looks bleaker and bleaker, they're outnumbered, and it doesn't look like the good is going to survive. And then another shining light comes, and they strike again. Who knows what we'll do without Star Wars to lead the way for the next few generations, but I think the third generation now are becoming Star Wars people as well. But the people of Israel in Isaiah's time were also living in deep darkness. They, for more than two generations, more than three generations, had been living in exile. They were despairing about whether God had totally forgotten them. The promises that God made to Abraham and his offspring forever seemed impossible. The remnant that was left were wondering how they could go on and if it could ever be turned around. They were in deep despair, deep darkness. But God's persistence shined through like a light. And Isaiah said to them, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who lived in the land of deep darkness, the light has shined." And Isaiah goes on to prophesy and tell them that the yoke will be lifted, the bar will be lifted from their shoulders, and the rod of the oppressor will be destroyed. And then he gives them that word of hope, that word of salvation, that word of goodness. And we hear in the background Handel's Messiah gloriously proclaiming, "For unto us a son is born, unto us a child is given. And he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." What a message to those people 2,500 years ago. That although it was a remnant, although they knew they were outnumbered, although they knew that they had ruined everything, that small spark of light kept them going for the next 600 years. Tonight we hear the very familiar Christmas story, but it's the brief Christmas story. It's another people who are living in deep darkness. The people of Israel had sought their freedom, had come into the promised land, and now it was under Roman oppression. And now Emperor Augustus was saying that he was calling a census and that all Jewish people had to go back to their hometowns. And so Joseph, who is from Bethlehem but is living in Nazareth of Galilee, takes his very pregnant wife back to his hometown of Bethlehem, the city of David. And we are just told this brief account. When the time came, Mary gave birth to a child, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in the manger because there was no room at the inn. We just have that very brief story about what happened. And I'm thinking, this child was not born full grown. This child was not born a warrior. This child was not born in a palace. This child was not surrounded by wealth and power and prestige. This child was born in a manger. And then suddenly, the shepherds were out in the fields tending their flocks by night. And the shepherds, as we know, were the lowest of lowly. They were the underdogs, the people that nobody wanted to be around. And suddenly to them, an angel appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone around the angel. And it says they were terrified, absolutely terrified. And the angel said, "Do not fear, for I have a message for you. For that child has been born, and you will find him in the manger." And at that moment, hosts of angels filled the sky, all the heavenly hosts, and they were singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace." That long-awaited child, that promise for all the nations for all times, had been born. If nothing else, this shows us God's persistent love and determination to claim us, to walk with us, to be with us, to nurture us, to bring us peace. Last Sunday, I was preaching about God unexpectedly shows up in unexpected places and unexpected ways. And we heard on Sunday about Joseph's dreams, and he followed the dream. And we hear about visions, and we hear about prophets, and we hear tonight about the angels appearing to the shepherds, the least of the least, giving the message of good news. We too who seek God will be given that promises of God. That child will appear to us, that child will be in our lives, and that child will transform this world. And like those freedom fighters from Star Wars, it's those of us who are battling good and evil and remaining persistent, trusting in the good, knowing the story of 2,500 years and more of God's faithfulness to us, God's desire for us, if we only seek him and follow him. And so this night, the wonder of wonders and mystery of mysteries, this child has been born to us if we make room in our hearts for him. Come, let us adore him, Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join together in saying the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and
unseen. We believe in one Lord, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God.
beginning with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People is Form 3. It can be found on page 387. Page 387. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our words may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also share in the kingdom.
Now let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
Hasten, O Father, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we, your servants, who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son at his coming in glorious majesty, even Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good evening and welcome.
Evening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm so glad you were here this evening. In case you have family, friends, or neighbors who weren't able to make it tonight, we are going to have a service tomorrow. And in case you need more, it's a different sermon, same songs, different readings. So you can come tomorrow at 10 or send your neighbors, friends, family who weren't able to make it tonight. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Eucharistic prayer B continues on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfect man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death.
We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome to come to this table. If you wish to receive the bread, simply hold out your hands. If you wish to receive the wine, please guide it to your lips. If you would rather receive a blessing, just cross your arms. All are welcome to this table.
Thank you.
Communion prayer is found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer, page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual
food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace,
and grant us strength and courage
to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord.
May Almighty God, who sent his Son to take our nature upon him, bless you this holy season. Scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your heart with the light of his holiness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you.
peace and love, and serve the Lord.